The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Joe Sebilia. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Good morning. 7:05 on this Monday. A lot to get into. And, before I get to the horror of the news of the day, I want to say thank you to everybody being so nice. That's really the tone and the tenor that we should really take. I get so frustrated because I have such... When I see the goodness that's out there, when I travel, whether it's around the world, around the country, wherever we go, everybody's so nice. Everybody's so nice. I mean, they come up and people will come up and I like doing the broadcast yesterday and they come off the road to say hi and it's hysterical. And it was just, and everybody's with the goodness of people that I see. Every single person coming over, Joe, how you doing? And we could disagree politically and they were just so nice. And then I go to see, my daughter at this recital. Everybody's so nice. Yes, the orchestra played too long, but it was okay because everybody was so nice. And all the parents were there, and we all introduced each other. We were all talking, and then watching the kids just perform in such a professional way. And then Olivia comes up to Uncle Giuseppe's, and we go and we do a supermarket sweep of Uncle Giuseppe's, and just had a great time. So there is goodness in the world. First and foremost, there is goodness. I go to church on Saturday night, and then lo and behold, and here we go, Israel's being bombed by Iran with drones, missiles. I don't know what to believe. Jack Keane's going to join us. General Jack Keane's going to join us momentarily. And we'll get into it, you know. And then this. You've got the Donald Trump Stormy Daniels trial happening. You know, and I don't care what you believe, you know it's bogus. You know the whole thing is bogus. What they had to do to bring the trial to court should be illegal because they had to change laws. There's a statute of limitations that they changed, and Joe DiGenova will break that all down in the 8 o'clock hour and how ridiculous this is. So that's the story that is taking over the headline. Not even that we're at war. Do you hear what I'm saying? Is it just us here? And I'm going to tell you something, too, and I'm pulling back the curtain this morning because I go from absolute glee and hope and you know, goodness, you know, to this every morning where we got to read the news. My head is in my hand saying, how is this happening, you know? And then I got to do this. And then I see that some trade publications are called trade, but they're not like publications anymore. They're like these online things. And then they rate the radio shows. They have no idea. They have no idea. They have no idea. You know what they don't have any idea about? And it's all political, and it's all, you know, special interests, and it's all like bribery, in my opinion. You got to buy the ads. You got to schmooze. I'm not doing any of that. You know why? Because I'm just going to deal with truth. I'm going to deal with content on this radio program, and we are at the top of the heap in that regard. I'm telling you why. Because we have a solution for absolutely everything, how to avert war, how to stop police officers from being killed, and how to keep us safe, and how to keep the economy going for 4 hours. We don't just blab and try to be snarky. We do that too, of course. We have always room for that, I guess. But you know what? We come up with solutions. Solutions. We tell you exactly how to stop this madness that's taken over the world. But they don't care. Those little trade publications, they have no clue. They're so out of touch with reality. As much as our politicians are out of touch with reality. Because this is the story. The story is two cops were killed in upstate New York. That's the searing story. Not Donald Trump. And the cop killed, and Israel is at war with, like, the world. And my goodness gracious, we're just avoiding it. And we're talking about Donald Trump's trial. Stop it. Please stop. They love this. All the publications, every single network is about Donald Trump. Stop. It's a setup. It's a setup. It's political election interference, and it's a setup. Let's talk about how to stop cops from being killed. How about that? How about that? Ah, going from all the goodness of a Sunday night to this nonsense. A Syracuse cop and a sheriff's deputy were shot and killed in an upstate New York community Sunday night in an exchange of gunfire where the suspect was also killed. The deadly scene played out in front of, it was a house in Syracuse suburb, Salina, I think I'm pronouncing that correctly, before 9 p.m. as officers were investigating a suspicious car, law enforcement officials say. And they haven't identified the officers, but an officer with the Syracuse Police Department and a deputy with an Onondaga County Sheriff's Office were hit by gunfire. So we lost two heroes tonight, Syracuse Police Chief Joseph Cecile said during a news conference. So again, that I have not seen that. I've seen it online a little bit here and there. ABC 7, I think the local CBS a channel covered it as well, CBS 2 in New York. I'm not seeing it anywhere else. This is the story, not Donald Trump's trial. This, because we talk about defunding the police. We take away, there is a consequence when you're going to go up against law enforcement, when you're going to go against civility and common sense. There's a consequence to it, and police officers will be killed. And now, and then this, the story right under there that Joe sent me this morning, Joe Sibilia sent me this morning, New York City block turned into illicit open air market for migrant crooks prostitution. It's relentless. We're turning into San Francisco. It's like San Francisco. And people don't understand. I saw something in San Francisco where there was like this $1 million-plus townhouse, and it's sold at half the price now. They're destroying the country. Destroying the country. And we're worried about Donald Trump at trial. We're worried about Donald Trump and this fiasco of a trial that they've created. And let me tell you something. Where this, a lot of these things happening in Manhattan, the DA, this is the guy going after Trump. In New York, where this is unfolding, this cop, these two police officers killed in New York. Where's the attorney general, the chief law enforcement officer? Well, she doesn't do crime. Well, she's a chief law enforcement officer of New York. What is she supposed to be doing? Not going after Donald Trump, I'll tell you that right now. That is nonsense. It's inexcusable, and it's embarrassing. You're going to protect the cops. You have to have consequences. I'm telling you, we need to be so strict now. You need someone to go in Albany, and it's not going to happen because it's New York. I mean, I think we've lost New York. I think we really have. You need a mayor that's got the guts to step up and go, I'm done with this. I'm done with this. Not blaming Biden. Not blaming the migrants. I'm sorry. I love you. And by the way, you got to say it like that because it is. We feel for the migrants coming in. But what about the legal migrants? And you got to, they have to be removed. And we have to close our borders down for now. And I don't know anything about this guy that killed these two cops, but it's if they know there's not going to be any consequences, and there's not, you will have officers like a first grade detective now, rest in peace, Officer Diller. You're going to have these two cops, Syracuse cops and Onondaga County sheriff killed. Inexcusable. And then let's go to the war. You want to go to the war in Israel? Yeah, we'll do that. I couldn't believe it. But I wasn't surprised because you knew this was going to happen. This administration is opening it up, and I don't know that they don't do it on purpose. I swear to goodness gracious, they like war. They like ongoing wars. If you look at the picture of the Situation Room, I don't know who's handling the press. This is the single most mismanaged administration I've ever seen in my lifetime, and I think ever. They send a picture in the Situation Room. Biden looks like he's half asleep. Blinken is there looking at, I don't know who the other people, and they got like nameplates. What do you get nameplates for? You don't know each other? And then no one's wearing a tie. No one's on their game. No, you know, you get a picture of the president in a suit and tie and pointing, you know, there's got to be some power. They look like they're at a picnic table. Yeah, at the beach or something. They're in a Situation Room in the White House because Israel's being attacked. I'm exhausted already.
I think they put the nameplates there so the president doesn't forget who he's talking to.
Yes, it's for Biden.
And you are. Oh, right, right, yeah. Okay.
Oh, my God.
I've done that, too. Saturday night, I was in Atlantic City, and I was, seeing people that I hadn't seen in quite some time. And caught up with a guy I haven't seen, almost 7 years or whatever. And I can't tell you how many times I was forgetting people's names. And finally, I was done with it. I just, brain didn't want to know. I just didn't want to remember anybody's name. So, hey, dude, what's going on? Like, everything was, what's up, bro? Hi, guy. I didn't care anymore. I was just like, I'm not remembering.
You tell me, after a certain age, we should have name tags, I guess, for everybody.
A certain amount of alcohol, you really don't remember many people. So you just, you move on.
The way you need to be introduced to people is, Joe, you remember so-and-so from
That's right. That's right. But God, I don't know. Women seem to have that better. I always say they have a better instinct for that. Hey, Alwood, Atlantic City, by the way, that was good, huh? That was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. The Beer Fest going back into the convention center for the first time since the pandemic. And, they had a big turnout Friday night, Saturday, and Saturday, two sessions. On Saturday, we went to the Saturday night session. It was a lot of fun. We had a good time. And, we overindulged a little bit. That was all right. I had exactly a large slab of bacon for dinner. That was my food for the day.
What did you have?
These guys have this this cart. They're fantastic. It's bacon on a stick. It's basically they give you like a half a pound slab of bacon that's about an inch and
three-quarters thick. Oh, my God. You're in your glory, man.
And that was it. That's all we had. And, we realized the next day, we're like, we didn't eat anything, during the event. I'm like, yeah, we didn't drink enough water either. I mean, we were hurting, but whatever. I mean, it was fun. Me and my best friend, we went down, and we had a great time. Got to catch up with a lot of people and had some fun. So it was a good night.
Good stuff. That's good stuff. And Joey, we were sworn to see.
Nope. I worked all weekend.
Oh yes, you did.
No time for fun.
Now you don't want no information on the air. We're keeping it quiet. All right.
Nope.
Nothing.
Ixnay on the.
Nope.
You know what? Ali's not telling us. That means this is serious. It could be serious. I'm just saying. It could be serious.
No. I know. I was addressing a lot of work issues all day Friday, which was a lot of fun.
So. Yeah.
It's all part of the job, though. What can I say?
That's it. And Doc Gooden, they retired Dwight Gooden's number yesterday at City Field. They had a big ceremony for him, which was great. And he, of course, took a shot at the Wilpons, the former.
What did he say? Something he said because
he was very, very.
Did.
He didn't do it. He didn't do it like I would have done it. He was very graceful in ripping the Wilpons. He basically said to the fans that, look, I wanted to come back after I left the team in '94. I had wanted to come back and pitch for the Mets again after I had had my issues with drugs and all this other stuff. And basically, the Wilpons never returned his calls or basically said, no, we have no room for you. When he retired, he wanted to retire as a Met. They wouldn't even sign him to a one-day contract to retire as a Met. So kudos to Steve Cohen for reaching out to him and saying, look, we want you to come in. We're going to retire your number. We're going to do what's right. It just only further proves from many people that had played for the Mets back when the Wilpons owned the team how just what absolute tone-deaf, horrible people the Wilpons were as owners.
Okay.
So, you hear story after story after story. Tom Seaver wanted a job in broadcasting when he was retired as a Major League Baseball player. He went to the Wilpons and said, look, do you have any room? I'll do some preseason baseball. I'll do whatever spring training. This night. You know what they told him? They told him to send a tape. The franchise, the man who put the team on the map, then won a World Series for them in '69. They told him to send a tape. I mean,
So in any case, that was nice. You did that for Doc Gooden.
And where did
he
go, by the way? Where did Tom Seaver go? He went to the Yankees. George had room for him. Not a problem. We'll put you on the PIX 11 broadcast.
Yeah.
There you go.
And the Knicks are doing good. I'm hearing the Knicks are ripping it up now.
The Knicks finished their final regular season game yesterday on a 5-game winning streak. They are in the playoffs. Yay! I think they're the 2 seed in the playoffs.
Wow.
If I'm not mistaken, the Nets knocked out of the playoffs. They lost yesterday. They got smoked by the 76ers. Rangers have, I think, the best record in the National Hockey League. The playoffs are going to start in just a couple of days. They're going to be pretty much in the driver's seat in the Eastern Conference. Teams are going to have to come through them. And, the Islanders still have a shot of making the playoffs here. They've done a great job. They replaced their coach midway through the season, brought in Patrick Roy, and he has really put a fire under them. They are right now, if the season ended today, they would be in the playoffs, but there is still one game left, so there's a possibility if they lose, the Flyers win, and a couple of teams lose, the Flyers would get that final spot, so we'll see.
All right, I like that, being a Flyers fan. Hey, 719, Joe on the radio, and Debbie's on the roads. General Jack Keane's going to join us, and we're going to get into it in a big way. What's going on? What happened with Iran attacking Israel over the weekend? Unbelievable. 20 minutes after 7, Debbie's checking out traffic. It's a Monday, April 15th, tax day. Hello! How we doing? Oh, traffic and taxes. That's what we like best. How we doing out there, Deb?
Let's see what's happening, Joe. Yep, and congrats to Doc Gooden on yesterday, that's for sure. Let's see what's happening right now as we take a ride over to the LIE. Traffic is slowing down, Joe. LIE West at Francis Lewis Boulevard, accident involving a tractor trailer. The Grand Central Parkway West, right past LaGuardia, it's an accident on the shoulder. We're still seeing delays this morning as you head over to the New England Thruway southbound. Some stop-and-go traffic here getting down past Chatsworth Avenue into Pelham. It's an accident with a couple of lanes blocked. Traffic slowing down as you head to 9 southbound at Texas Road over an old bridge. It's an accident. You'll be diverted around that issue. And we're still seeing some issues here. Inbound George Washington Bridge up to a 30-minute delay. Lincoln 20. Holland still about 25 minutes getting into town. Partly cloudy today. High of 60. Sunny tomorrow. High of 59. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code GIFT for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code GIFT.
All right, let me tell you about why refi if I can. Because you can invest in helping refinance private school loans. Smart, and it's safe, and it helps people. And Chris, I tell you about Chris, right? Co-signed on student loans with his son. And when his son left school, they were stuck in a situation where they could not make the payments. So YRefi provided a solution to reduce the payments and decrease their interest rate. Chris and his son are now on a path to paying off their loans and building a life. Now you, with YRefi, can earn up to a 10.25% fixed rate of return that is not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You could turn your income on or off. Interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly. There are absolutely no fees, no attack on principal. You'll get a monthly statement, all right? So please go to, if you will, investyrefi.com. Invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com. Again, I'll give you a number. This is an easy number to remember. 888-Y-REFI-24, 888-Y-REFI-24. You know, people all over the country are earning a high fixed rate of return with YRefi. They don't care about what happens with the stock market or the Fed. And our friends at YRefi are trustworthy and honest. Just go to investyrefi.com. Invest the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com. Again, calling 888-YREFI-24. You tell him Joe Piscopo sent you.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka sees another cover-up.
Merrick Garland is refusing to release the audio of Special Counsel Robert Hur's deposition of Joe Biden on the illegally held classified documents that he kept for decades in his garage. You know, the one where he couldn't remember what year his son died or when he was vice president. Refusing to release.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
More big banks report earnings this week, starting with Goldman Sachs quarterly numbers coming out this morning. It's a busy week for economic news, with retail sales numbers for March coming out this morning, along with the New York Federal Reserve's reading on manufacturing activity for this month. Mark Avalone of Potomac Wealth Advisors sees multiple reasons for market volatility.
Global instability, persistent inflation, and a Fed that is on the is not going to tighten, the next step in almost all certainty is lower. Those create inflation concerns, and that's why you're seeing commodities respond.
More Federal Reserve officials offer insights into the economy today. Dallas Fed President Lori Logan, New York Fed President John Williams, and San Francisco Fed President Mary Daily. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, let's face it, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. There's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Friend, I don't know what you're facing today, but I'm sure it's pretty good by comparison. If you're within the sound of Kevin McCullough's voice, you probably have a place to sleep tonight, food in your refrigerator, even an air-conditioned or heated apartment or home to live in. But for the people that Food for the Poor reaches on a daily basis, these concepts are much more luxurious than necessity. It's very interesting to understand the difference in the mindset when you don't need to go to the store every day because you have a refrigerator that keeps your food fresh. And yet the mother that is reached by Food for the Poor may not even be able to feed her child that day. That's why your gift right now makes such a huge difference. 855-919-4673. That's 855-919-4673.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
All right, General Jack Keane's going to join us momentarily. I want to say about Connors and Sullivan, because Mike is out there. I love the way Mike Connors gets out into the community to help you with a living will, estate plan, health care proxy, power of attorney, trust. What you need this to protect yourself, to protect your legacy. Wednesday, April 24th, next week, Mike is at Connolly's Corner, Grand Avenue in Maspeth, Queens, 3 and 7 p.m., two shows a day. I always kid Mike that he's doing two shows a day. He is. He's got two seminars a day, and they're free, by the way. Thursday, April 25th, Don Roberto's, Forest Avenue, Staten Island, 11 a.m., 3 p.m. Friday, April 26th, the Adria Hotel, Northern Boulevard, Bayside, Queens, 11 and 3. Right, Monday, April 29th, the Greenhouse Cafe, 3rd Avenue, Brooklyn, 3 p.m., 7 p.m. Tuesday, April 30th, Buckley's Restaurant, Sheepshead Bay, anybody in Brooklyn, 11 a.m., 3 p.m. You can't make these three free seminars. You can call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment. It's Connors and Sullivan again. If you're driving and you need to take care of your legacy, and you know you do, do what I did. Go to Connors and Sullivan, or check out, please, ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at AM970TheAnswer.com.
All right, Joe Piscopo on the radio, 727. General Jack Keane is a retired four-star general, chairman of the Institute for the Study of War, Fox News, senior strategic analyst. General Keane, I've been looking forward to our chat all weekend long. Thank you so much for taking time this morning with us, sir.
I look forward to talking to you, Joe, as always, and your audience.
Well, because we're more concerned about Donald Trump in court. There's so many trivial things going on. General Keane, we're at war now. And let me start here, if I may, sir. Did Iran warn us that ballistic missiles and drones were going to be fired at Israel? Did I see that we kind of knew this was going to happen, and Israel had fighter jets prepared? We were prepared with our naval, ships. Did we know this was going to happen? What's going on? What's the inside line in all this, General Keane, that we don't see that you see at the Institute for the Study of War, sir? Please.
Well, there was definitely early warning that an attack was coming, and likely Iran did some of the telegraphing of that. But also, they had to do some preparation in terms of moving their rocket and missile forces to be able to reach Israel. So anytime something like that, that kind of level of preparation is happening, given the oversight that we have with imagery and what we're monitoring in terms of communications, we definitely had early warning for sure. And what that allowed everyone to do is certainly all of Israelis' multi-layered air defense systems. It allowed everyone to be ready, number one. And the second thing, so our audience appreciated, CENTCOM, which is the military headquarters responsible for the Middle East region, they're our most experienced warfighting headquarters, and that headquarters led by General Eric Carrilla, organized a multinational response to support Israel that included, obviously, the United States, UK, France, and also coordinated with Jordan and Saudi Arabia. It wasn't directly involved, but indirectly involved. And they have huge experience in doing something like that. And that also was a factor, really, in assisting the Israelis. I mean, what happened here is nothing short of stunning. Iran was conducting an historic and significant escalation attack, yet they were overwhelmingly defeated and humiliated by Israel and their partners, Joe. I mean, this is a huge setback for Iran's national leaders and for the IRGC. You know, one of the interesting sidebars is Iran's proxies have been urging, and this is Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, the militias in Iraq and Syria have been urging Iran to take a more direct hand, to take some of the pressure off of them. And they are looking at Iran and must be stunned by the absolute defeat that the Israelis and their partners are handed them.
And why was there no element of surprise from Iran? I mean, they kind of almost broadcast that they were coming. We saw this, and you're absolutely right. The good guys were prepared. But why did they show their hand on purpose? I guess is what I'm asking, General Keane. Iran, I'm talking about.
Yeah, I suspect some of that has taken place. The attack that took place on Al Asad Air Base after Qasem Soleimani was killed.
Right, right.
Back in 2020. We knew that attack was coming, too, and that's why our troops were certainly in their bunkers, etc., and none of them were killed. Some of them, you know, had brain injuries as a result of it, but fatalities were certainly avoided, and that kind of early warning then was a factor as well. I mean, one of the things that may be going on with the Iranians certainly is they wanted to do something big, and obviously over 300 drones, cruise missiles, and ballistic missiles is something big. But they also didn't want a number of heavy casualties on the Israelis, which would get a very comprehensive re-attack by Israel. And what, you know, what the people don't recognize is that because we deal with the proxies so much in the Middle East, and that's Iran's strategy, is how weak they are militarily. They don't have much of an air force at all. I mean, they're still flying the old airplanes that we gave the Shah back to prior to 1980.
Wow.
And their navies, you know, they have a lot of patrol boats, but just a few surface ships not particularly powerful at all. And even their ground forces, while they number a little bit under a million, they're not particularly well-trained nor well-equipped, to be frank about it. Their best forces is what was on display the other night, their rocket and missile forces. That's where they put their money, obviously, and they do the same with the proxies. But the reports that we're getting that the ballistic missiles in particular, which was the most powerful missile shot, many of them failed to not only get close to the target, but blew up on right after launching. So even they have a problem there. And this is what one of the reasons why I've been pushing that the United States should have been attacking Iran, at least on a very measured basis, inside of Iran against these military targets, as a way of shutting down their proxies. And if you did something like that and told them, look, this is going to continue until you shut the proxies down, I really think we would have had our way with the Iranians. But this administration has really refused to take that on.
Solutions. General Keane, we respect and love you for that, sir. Solutions on the radio And there it is right there. You could have stopped it. And who's paying for these missiles, by the way? Where is Iran getting the money? That's our money. So Joe Biden gives them billions of dollars, $6 billion at least, maybe $16 billion. And so now Iran has the money and oil. We don't want to pump oil, so we turn that over to Iran. But who's making those? Are those Russian missiles? Are they Chinese missiles? Do we know where those missiles, the drones and the missiles came from, sir?
Well, Iran has their own missile development capability, so that's number one. They have the largest arsenal of missiles in the Middle East. They also get help from North Korea on the ballistic missiles, which North Korea obviously has developed some real expertise on. But the money, you put your finger right on one of the biggest problems we have here, Joe. The money, a lot of money has come from the United States in two fashions. One, money for hostages. Two, sanction relief money that they have received. And the fact that we're not enforcing the sanctions is really extraordinary, because Trump had maximum sanctions on them when the administration left office. And in that first month or so, when the Biden administration came in, they wanted to get back to the nuclear deal, which President Trump had canceled in 2018, and to demonstrate to the Iranians that they were serious about getting back to the nuclear deal, they eased up on the sanctions as a major concession to them. Never announced that to anybody, to include the Congress, but obviously Iran knew it. So listen to this. Iran has moved from 200,000 barrels of oil to close to 4 million, and they're flush with money as a result of this. So, I mean, it is staggering how our Middle East policy strategically has failed miserably in dealing with Iran. It's no accident that Hamas invades Israel and all of their proxies are operationalized at the same time to surround Israel with a ring of fire and to put as much pressure on them as possible. Iran's been emboldened by this administration because they feel they're not going to be threatened and they're not going to be stopped by the administration.
Yeah, and how vital was it that Jordan stepped up? And correct me if I'm wrong, sir, that Jordan actually wouldn't let their airspace to be used for these ballistic missiles and took out some of the drones for us, correct?
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, Jordan looked at this and said, well, this is a violation of our airspace. Obviously, you look at a map, to get to Israel, you got to fly over Jordan. And they took that on. Listen, one of the things that's not really well understood, the Arab nations, Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, UAE, Egypt, Jordan, other Arab states in the Middle East, they really want Hamas destroyed. They see Hamas as a cancer in the Middle East, inflicted on the Middle East by Iran. And they have no confidence in the Palestinian Authority that's in the West Bank, because they know they're fundamentally corrupt. And they're tired of them rejecting every concession Israel has always made in terms of a peace accord and a two-state solution. They want a change in leadership. And that's the reality of what has taken place. And the leader in Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman, has told our leaders, our congressional leaders who I've talked to, who have been there as recently as 3 weeks ago, and he's told them, look, when the war is over in Gaza, he is going to open diplomatic relations with Israel, much like the UAE has done in Bahrain. And when that is done, all the other Arab nations will fall into place. And why are they doing that? Because they see Iran as the principal enemy in the Middle East, and they want to come together with Israel to oppose that enemy and also take advantage of having a relationship with an economic and technological powerhouse that Israel is.
Yeah, and before we let you go, General, thank you for this extended conversation, sir. We're just all so worried about this. How does Israel react? What do they do? Do they take out the nuclear potential nuclear sites in Iran in a cyber attack? Your thoughts on how Israel will answer this?
I mean, think about this. I mean, Israel now is in a much better place than they have been in weeks. You know, what we've seen is the continuous U.S. and international criticism and the growing
political situation that Israel funded.
Iran's back on their heels, and Israel scored a major victory in defeating such an overwhelming attack. And I think they don't need to rush and do an attack right now, in my view. They will do something, for sure. But let the diplomatic situation play out a little bit. Hopefully some tougher sanctions come down on Iran, not just from the United States, from other countries, as a result of what we've seen. I mean, I trust Israel's judgment, Joe, on what they believe is the best thing to do with Iran in terms of retaliation attack, or whether they should be go strong, as you're suggesting, attacking the nuclear site, or dial it back a little bit. They've scored a major victory here, and they have the wind at their back right now. And clearly, one of the options on the table is going to be dial it back a little bit. But I trust their judgment about this, and I think that's what our administration should be doing. I mean, here they are once again trying to push Israel in a certain direction. In other words, take the win, implying don't do anything now. You've got a major victory. Listen, Israel had 300 vehicles pushed in their direction to destroy as many of their people and kill them as possible. Who has ever experienced an event like that recently? Even the Ukrainians haven't had something on that level of scale.
This is up to
Israel's judgment, and we shouldn't be involved in that decision making or even trying to influence it. What we should be doing is supporting their decision.
Yeah, amen, General Jack. You know, General, on a much lighter note, we need a night at the stadium, I think, sir. We just need a good old baseball game, I think, in Yankee Stadium. Oh, this is getting...
That's why baseball exists, to take our minds away from these challenges.
It's
not
so...
Not just on the world stage, but everybody's everyday challenges that we have.
Oh, it's so true.
The boys of summer are back.
That's it. General Keane, God bless you. And thank you for your service, sir, and for being so gracious with your time this morning, General Keane. And hope to see you soon. Thank you, my friend. Thank you so much.
Right, bye-bye.
General Jack Keane right there. There's the breakdown. A breakdown, again, with solutions. I know we'll break and we'll come back and we'll chat about it because we're running late, and we appreciate the good general taking the time with us this morning. Al is in the newsroom, 7:41 on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
59 degrees at 7:42. I'm Al Gattula with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Security is being beefed up outside of Trump Tower in Midtown Manhattan and in Lower Manhattan by the courthouse as a criminal trial involving former President Donald Trump gets underway this morning at 9:30. The barricades are out, ready for the NYPD to have periodic road closures in those locations at times. The NYPD, Secret Service, and court officers are all working together on security. Trump will be present for his trial that starts today, is expected to last up to 2 months. This weekend, more than 200 patients were moved from Valley Hospital in Ridgeview to Valley's new $900 million hospital in Paramus, about 3 miles away. It was the first time in recent memory that all of the patients were moved from a fully functioning hospital to a new one with little disruption in care. The entire move, made in about 8 hours yesterday, the Ridgewood Hospital will continue to operate as a large outpatient facility. In sports, Knicks finished the regular season winning 5 straight. They beat the Bulls in overtime, 120-119. The Nets end the season with a loss to the 76ers. They got crushed 107-86. Mets over the Royals 2-1, and the Yankees unable to sweep the Cleveland Guardians. They fell 8-7 in 10 innings. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Alternate side parking in effect. Inbound GWB 30 in Lincoln 20, Holland 25. Traffic slowing down on the westbound belt right by Kennedy Airport. It's an accident. Grand Central Parkway west by LaGuardia, an accident just cleared away. New England Thruway southbound slowing down through Pelham. It looks like an accident just cleared, but we're still seeing residual delays. Watch for delays on 80 East, exit 43 in Parsippany. It's a crash. 9 southbound at Texas Road and Old Bridge. It's an accident. Only the left lane is open, so watch for some slowdowns there. Traffic slowing down this morning over on Wicks Road in Brentwood. A pedestrian accident out by Suffolk Avenue. Everything is subject to closure. And watch for delays on the LIE West out by Deer Park Avenue. It's an accident being clear from that spot as well. Partly cloudy today, high of 60, sunny tomorrow, high of 59. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
All right, thank you, Debbie. Let me tell you about Relief Factor, if I can. You get the three-week quick start kit. It's only $19.95, and I tell you about it over and over again because I want you out of pain. And summertime's coming. Spring is here. You don't want to be late. You have 3 weeks to get yourself out of pain, and I think you can do it. Why? Because I got out of pain in 5 days. Other people got out of pain in 2 days, 7 days. Give yourself 3 weeks. You get a money-back guarantee, feel better, or your money-back guarantee. And when over a million people have tried Relief Factor, over 1 million people have tried the Relief Factor Quick Start Kit. And when I tell you almost 70% go on to order more, does that not tell you something? And the beauty of is this. It's 100% drug-free. And it's not like pills that simply mask your pain for a short time. What Relief Factor does, it helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. 100% drug-free Relief Factor. It's the three-week quick start kit from Relief Factor for $19.95 with a feel better or your money back guarantee. Spring is here. Summer's around the corner. Come on, let's get you up and at 'em the way you deserve, okay? 800, the number 4, the word relief. 800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com.
Worried about inflation, digital currencies, political turmoil, and the future of your investments? It's time to take control with Conservative Wealth Protection Group. During these times, central banks are buying gold and precious metals at record levels. But the question is, are you? With access to the cheapest bullion in the nation, we have a deep understanding of the precious metals markets. We'll reveal strategies that both the wealthy and everyday patriots just like you are using to get the most out of their tax-deferred retirement plans. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, we provide guidance without high-pressure sales tactics. Our No Fees for Life IRA program offers the lowest prices on precious metals, along with tax-free and penalty-free transfers. Explore your options with a free consultation. Call 888-964-4333. That's 888-964-4333. Protect your family and your investments. Call 888-964-4333 now.
All right, let me tell you about Michaels of Brooklyn. So quickly, I'm running around as usual, and then I wanted to get some flowers for Olivia for a recital, you know. So I went to ShopRite. You know, I mean, everything's closed. I'm in the boondocks, you know. So ShopRite's open. And now I'm walking. I go, let me go down this the aisle of gravy and sauces and spaghetti at the Italian aisle, you know. And there's Michael's of Brooklyn, arrabbiata sauce. Good price. I pick it up. I take it home with the flowers. You know, I need a jar of Michael's of Brooklyn around because that's my go-to sauce. And I'm telling you, people say, no, I don't have jarred sauce. You will when you taste Michael's of Brooklyn. Amazing how they've done it. And the only explanation I have why it works so well, why it tastes so well, and why it is so authentic, the Michael's of Brooklyn sauce, whether it's the arrabbiata that I get, home-style gravy puttanesca, is because it's made right there in Brooklyn. It's made right there on the premises where the restaurant is, right there. And I remember before, I've been talking about Michael's of Brooklyn proudly for so long. I remember when it wasn't there, they just started getting the big vats in and the tomatoes from Italy. They come in. It's so cool to watch. They really should. I'm telling you, it's like they should charge. I always told Fred and Marianne and Michael and Johnny, they should have like an admission, you know, to go see how the sauce is made at Michael's of Brooklyn. It is great. The way it comes out, it's warm, you know. And then if you go to Michael's of Brooklyn, you're going to have the sauce right there. And again, all made from scratch, the cuisine. The best of the Italian-American community is right there at the restaurant. It's where the sauce is made and where you can have the best meal you've ever had at Michael's of Brooklyn in Brooklyn, New York. Avenue R off of Nostrand right there, by the way. 718-998-7851. You got to call because it's the hottest place in town. I'm telling you, everybody wants to go. Everybody's going to Michael's of Brooklyn. Please call 718-998-7851. Pick it up at the supermarket or you know what? Check out michaelsofbrooklyn.com. It's Michael's of Brooklyn, serving that community since 1964.
Our hosts tell it like it is. No safe spaces here. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. So, a big shout out to General Jack Keane for taking the time. Thank you, Joe, for bringing General Jack to the airways. Because here's a gentleman, 4-star general, right, retired, chairman of the Institute for the Study of War, you know, Fox News senior strategic analyst. Yankee fan. I mean, does it get better than that? I'm just saying. But really, he comes up with a solution, and the solution is what the last administration did. You put a stranglehold on who? On Iran. You put a stranglehold on them, and you financially cripple them. And that's what Donald Trump did. So this is what makes me absolutely mad. It's maddening to see. We're at war. They're attacking Israel. And Trump had peace in the Middle East with the Abraham Accords. And then he knew how to handle Iran. You sanction them. You don't embolden them. You don't deliver pallets of cash in the middle of the night the way Obama did. You don't say, and then I saw, this is scary. I'm watching CNN because I'm trying to be objective. And I try to see, and I always go, let me go to CNN, see if anybody's making sense. And they had some Democratic guy on, I forget the guy's name, with some reporter. And they're just virtue signaling, you know, they have no idea. And the guy goes, oh, well, you know, we need an agreement and some kind of deal with Iran because we want to keep an eye on them so we could see what they're developing. No, how dumb can you possibly be? They're not going to let you see them build a nuclear buildup. You've got to shut them down, and you could do it the way the last administration did. And the problem is people are so afraid to say, You know, you're in a fight with your wife or your husband like that. You know what you got to say? And you know you want to say it, but you don't. You go, you know what? You're right, honey. You know what? You're right. You know, that's what I want to hear from CNN. That's what I want to hear from. I want to hear from the Democrats who really have butchered this Iranian situation. Joe Biden, step up. Somebody put on a card for this guy or on the teleprompter if he could read it. You know what? Donald Trump was right. I'm sorry, I blew it. I mean, it's okay to say that, is it not? You know, Deb, in an argument, right? You're right. Takes a lot to, in the heat of the argument, it's hard to say. But, you know, after a while, you know, honey, you were right. No, is that okay to say that?
Yeah.
Unless you're Al, then you never say it. Then you're always right.
Well, he won't say that to his sister. I know, maybe his wife, but not to his sister.
I know. Hey, Debbie's out there. Check it out, the traffic for you. 7:51 in the morning on AM 970. The Answer. Thank you, Deb.
Thanks, Joe. Let's see what's happening. We're still seeing delays. LIE eastbound that ramp at Ronkonkoma Avenue. It's a truck leaking fuel on that ramp into Lake Ronkonkoma. Westbound belt still slowing down by Kennedy Airport with a collision. We're seeing delays inbound GWB up to 30, Lincoln 20, Holland about 25. Watch for slowdowns on Route 9, southbound at Texas Road and Old Bridge. It's an accident. Two lanes blocked. Also seeing delays this morning on the Pulaski Skyway southbound at Central Avenue to Kearney with a crash getting out toward the area of the Holland. 23 southbound right at Route 80. It's an accident over in Wayne. So prepare for some delays there. We're seeing this accident investigation in Brentwood over on the island. Wicks Road is closed up by Suffolk Avenue. Looks like a pedestrian accident, and crews are still out there at the scene. Alternate side parking rules are in effect for today citywide. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Unity Bank is dedicated to community-oriented banking and offers a full range of services, including business and personal accounts, business loans, and mortgages. Unity has locations throughout New Jersey and in Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, expanding its footprint to 21 retail locations. If you're a small business owner, you know how frustrating it is to be a nobody at the big banks. You should be banking at a community bank like Unity. You can have a personal relationship with the president and CEO, my good friend Jim Hughes. Jim asks that you call him directly at 908-713-4306. 908-713-4306. Or send an email to james.hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S, at unitybank.com, and Jim will get right back to you. You can't get this type of service at the big banks. Visit unitybank.com. FDIC insured, equal opportunity employer, and equal housing lender. Unity Bank, growing with you.
It is cold and flu season again. Is your immune system ready? Invite Health is here to help with our Immunity Multivitamin, a comprehensive immune-supporting daily multivitamin packed with key minerals, vitamins, and antioxidants. enhanced with the immune-boosting nutrients, elderberry extract, and nucleic acids to give your immune cells the power they need to fend off pathogens. Take an extra 10% off Invite's Immunity Multivitamin by calling now, 800-673-2345. That's 800-673-2345. Save even more with our new everyday low prices, plus the additional 10% off on Invite's Immunity Multivitamin. Visit InviteHealth.com to check out our entire product line and call 800-673-2345 for 10% off Immunity Multivitamin today. That number again, 800-673-2345. That's 800-673-2345 or go to InviteHealth.com.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
A whole generation of kids knows little or nothing about our nation's darkest day, 9/11, the day our nation was attacked and 2,977 people were killed. Today, more than 80,000 people are suffering with 9/11 related illnesses. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation's 9/11 Institute helps educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about 9/11. The 9/11 Institute offers nonfiction, first-person accounts told through videos and the Discovering Heroes book series. The curriculum teaches about 9/11 while teaching kids skills. The Institute has a speakers bureau for classrooms, providing access to 9/11 first responders, survivors, and loved ones. A mobile exhibit, a tractor trailer that's an interactive museum with 9/11 artifacts. To never forget, we must educate future generations. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. T, the number 2, and t.org. Today's weather report is sponsored by Diamondback Ready Mix. When you're looking for concrete materials for your next construction project, call on the experts of Diamondback Ready Mix, New York and New Jersey's number one premier family-owned concrete supplier, proudly located on Staten Island, providing concrete services for commercial, municipal, and residential general contractors. 718-650-5649. We love Diamondback Ready Mix, and we love Jeff Nordine. He's in the Weather Answer Desk. Jeff, how are you, buddy? How we doing weather-wise? Beautiful day today. Come on, give it to me, man. What you got? What you got? Come on, come on.
Well, I got the sunshine, nothing but, too, as a matter of fact. It's going to be 78 degrees in the city.
Now you're talking daddy's language, my man. Just 78 wait. New York, huh? Go ahead. Just go ahead. Wait. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Just
go ahead.
Wait. Go. Okay. To the west, low 80s.
Wow. Yeah. So out in the boondocks maybe, huh? This is a bike day. See, I was going to do the weights,
yes,
but I got every, when it's nice like that, I got to get on the bike and do an aerobic kind of a workout. And how are we doing rest of the week? It's holding steady, yes?
Holding steady. So tomorrow we're going to have sun and clouds kind of like today, but a little bit cooler, but still very nice for this time of year. 71 for the high, and then the cool air moves in Wednesday and Thursday. In addition to that, some more shower activity, which we don't really need at this point. We're, pretty close to what we see the whole month in terms of rainfall, but I guess a little bit more to get to that number isn't going to hurt.
Yeah, listen, that's great. That's great news. Jeff, thank you so much. Good weekend. Did you have a good weekend?
I put up the tent over the weekend to test out a new one. I know, right? Camper, pickleballer, like you got a good guy here. But
you are the best. I'm sorry. What, you were testing your camping tent? Is that what you were doing?
Yeah, putting just because,
yeah,
you know,
sure,
I wanted to
why
see
would
how
you not?
It holds.
Of course, yes.
And it held up pretty well. It didn't leak at all. The winds held firm. And actually, one of my camping neighbors, like nearby, their rain fly blew off.
Oh, well, how can you? What's a rain fly?
Like covers the tent so that it cover, you know, keeps you dry.
It blew off. Oh, my gosh. Now, these
it
are problems.
On their tent.
This is every day. Jeff, thank you, my friend. Well done. Yep. Well done. He's a good kid. Good American kid there. Pickleballing and camping. I'm telling you what. Hey, we come back right at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. The one, the only, Joe DiGenova will join us. And we'll get the inside line on this fiasco in this Donald Trump case. See, I mean, we're at war. Israel being attacked. You know, police officers being killed, and the main story in the news media is Donald Trump's trial. It's disgraceful. It's absolutely disgraceful. If I was Governor Hochul in Albany, New York, I would fire Alvin Bragg this very second. Colonel Jack Jacobs, David Freeman, and Dr. Mark Siegel, and we're coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970,
The Answer.
62 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New Jersey native Scottie Scheffler has won his second Masters title. The world's number one golfer shot a final round 4 under par 68 to win by 4 strokes. The win is his second in only 5 starts at Augusta National, the second fewest to reach multiple wins in tournament history. Scheffler, born in Ridgewood, he lived in Montvale until he was 6 when his family moved to Dallas. Dua Lipa getting ready to pull double duty on Saturday Night Live. The pop star will both host and perform as the musical guest on the May 4th episode of the show. Lipa's upcoming third studio album, Radical Optimism, set to release the day before. This will be her third appearance on the show, but her first as the host. At least 15 people hurt after a U-Haul truck collided with a bus on Sunday afternoon in Brooklyn. AMNY reports it was approximately 2:15 in the afternoon when the U-Haul driver rear-ended the bus, which was full at the time on Livingston Avenue and Elm Place. Passengers were taken to different hospitals around the area to be treated for minor injuries. In sports, Knicks finishing the regular season, winning 5 straight. They beat the Bulls in overtime, 120-119. Nets end the season with a loss to the 76ers, 107-86. Mets over the Royals, 2-1. Yankees unable to sweep the Cleveland Guardians. They fell 8-7 in 10 innings. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.